Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
It's Harmony, Harmony. Her last name is Ramos, Ramos.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Harmony.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you don't have one, right? Just to reconfirm here.
No.
So you do have an attorney? Hello? Harmony? Are you with me?
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on with my phone today.
No, it's okay.
What was that question?
You don't already have an attorney, right?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. And then did you use the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
It was ovarian cancer.
Okay, again, I'm sorry to hear. When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
It was about the third week of October
2023. Okay. And do you know the diagnosing doctor's name, or at least the facility?
Like, you want both or just
yeah, you know the doctor,
like the hospital?
Yeah, the doctor and hospital.
Yeah, Dr. Samuel Chacon, Chacon, and it was a renowned regional medical center.
Renowned. In what city?
Reno, Nevada.
What was the doctor's last name?
Chacon.
Okay, I see ya. Was he on Plum Lane? Or no?
It was on Mill Street.
Okay, one moment. Mill Street, okay. Okay. Thank you. And then next year, so you were diagnosed in Nevada then, and then did you use the hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use it?
Well, I used it like 3 to 4 times at the most every month.
So how many times per year do you think you used it? Just best to your knowledge, on average.
I would say Hello?
I'm here. Do you know?
I'm not sure. I just know I just use it like 3 to 4 times a month, so.
A month? Out of, so 12 times out. Here, 12 times the 4 times be 48 times.
48? Yeah.
Okay. And, bear with me here. No, it's okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and then do you know of any other loved ones that were using hair relaxer and also diagnosed with cancer?
I don't.
No, okay, no worries. And next year, the product information. So did you use the hair relaxer only in Nevada?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see. Do you know what year roughly you first started using it?
Wait, what was that again?
What year you first started using it, or what age you were?
In 2017.
Okay, and then when did you stop using it?
In 2023.
Okay. And then, so you used it for a total of
6 years about.
And then were you using the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
What was that?
Were you using the treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Oh, at home.
Home, okay. And then, do you know what brand you used?
It was Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly? Yes. If you were diagnosed in 23 and you started in 27. And then, what type of treatment did you receive?
Like my test or, for the cancer?
Yeah.
I got chemotherapy done, and then I got a partial hysterectomy. Which they removed one of my ovaries.
Okay. I'm assuming you had the surgery in 2023?
Yes.
October? Okay.
Yes.
And then were you treated by the same doctor? In same facility?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then yeah, I'm here, sorry. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And then your first name, is it Harmony?
Yes.
And then last name, Ramos?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the, your email we have here is your last name, first name. 2121@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then is the 775-389-6550 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
1943 C Street in Sparks.
C Street?
Yeah, C as in cat.
Sparks?
Yes.
Nevada?
Yes, sorry.
89431? Oh.
Yes, sorry. I should have just said it all together at once. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Apartment?
4.
4.
Yes.
Okay. Apartment 4. Thank you. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer, at least for the doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the medical record released forms, what is your date of birth?
9/8/1997.
Yes. Okay. And then your social?
It is 603-02-7390.
And again, 603-02-7390.
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add one?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And then relationship?
Friend.
Friend. And then name?
Amanda.
And then last name?
Cardwell.
And then phone number?
775-843-8024. Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, God.